Welcome to a case closed review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss our final thoughts on anime that finished up in the most recent season.
This time, we're wrapping up the series of Cells at Work by David Productions. This is streaming on Crunchyroll. This is a look at anthropomorphized cells in a human body, mostly focusing on a red blood cell and a white blood cell who become friends in their jobs in the body. The red blood cell delivers nutrients and oxygen to the cells and takes away wastes, and the white blood cell fights infection and disease.
And each episode, although there are some two-part episodes, but each one sort of focuses on one kind of crisis in the body, from having the flu or getting a cut, stuff like that. You're seeing everything as sort of a town and a city and the inner workings of the body, so things get destroyed or explode or there's an earthquake, and how germs get into the body and they have to be fought and they have to be chased down, and they often look like sort of monster alien type things, and they have to be fought in different ways. So all very wacky and looks really funny, but then also you still learn stuff. I feel like every episode you learn something.
And I have not watched, but I've seen a bunch of videos like, Doctors, what should that work? Comment on it. And, and, you know, there's exaggeration and hyperbole, and stuff is tweaked a little bit for dramatic effect or for ease of storytelling. But I feel the general idea is not to be a textbook, because if you're really interested in that stuff, they give you just enough information that you can start your own research. The idea, really, with Cells at Work is to introduce you to how complex and how amazing and sometimes how janky and weird the human body is, and kind of instigate, huh, so that's how that works, or at least, huh, that gives me an idea of maybe how that works, that hopefully, if it doesn't spurn you to do your own research, then at least gives you some admiration for the complexities of the human body.
And I think it also is a setting for sort of a workplace comedy that's just something you haven't seen before. I do think that the creator for this is super creative, so I don't think it's just sort of slapped on as a window dressing for a workplace comedy, but it still has that, okay, I want to do a workplace comedy, but how do I do something that hasn't been done before? I feel like there is a bit of that, and this is absolutely one of my favorite manga right now, so it was very interesting to see it all animated and see which stories they picked out. And a couple of things really occurred to me when I was watching the anime adaption is that, one, I actually thought it was kind of slow-paced compared to the manga, but that's a weird how you read things versus how it's decided to be told.
Which is funny that you mentioned that, because one of the things I noted that you said that struck me is every one of these episodes is a crisis episode. If you read the manga, there are a lot of crisis episodes, but there are also a lot of, like, slice of life, just maybe red blood cell will go visit the stomach and not a lot of bad things will happen kind of stories. And they cut all of those out, which I thought was interesting. They only focused on episodes that had, like, some kind of big fight or some kind of major crisis, which I wonder how much they realized just by putting it in the animated format, they were slowing things down so they couldn't have those, like, super tranquil episodes. They had to focus on the episodes that had some bounce to kind of counterbalance the inherent slowdown bringing things to the anime medium.
And the other thing I noted, and maybe, again, this is just how I read it, but I felt like in the anime, they were pushing maybe a little bit of like a shipping agenda that I don't really get a vibe from in the manga.
I think you're not incorrect. I think in the manga, there's this distinct... There is a distinct thing of, like, all the other white blood cells or, you know, like, killer T cells being like, you shouldn't be friends with the red blood cell because that's just not the way things are done. So I think it's a little more friendship-based in the manga, but in the anime, they do push a little more of a romantic feeling of it, but...
At least that's how I... That's how I saw it from like, as you described, Al, that's how I view it, but maybe I'm just not picking up on the thing. That was totally their intention, you know, so I don't know.
I don't think
it was bad, I just thought it was interesting.
I just also wonder how much in this modern age people will just ship.
Well, that means you don't have to do anything, though.
Well, yeah, but I wonder at this point, do even the animators, creators begin to ship even from,
I see.
From the material that they adapt?
You make a good point. So, you got any favorite, like, cells besides, obviously, red blood cell and white blood cell are our main characters, and they appear all the time, but there's a huge recurring cast of wacky other cells. So anybody, like, stand out to you?
I really like the killer maid cells. Especially when you find out that they have that other form that I won't, like, spoil for anybody who hasn't seen it. Because, you know, they meet these strange characters and, like, red blood cells who, like, who's these?
They're so helpful and, yeah, you know, knowledgeable.
And then they find out, oh, they're actually the same cells. They just have two different forms. Crazy. I think that, like, solidified those being one of my favorite types of cells.
I really like the infrequent but very memorable Basophil, which is like a Chunibyo edgelord cell. I mean, I actually don't even remember what that cell is supposed to do.
You know what? They're the Chunibyo mysterious edgelord cell because scientists aren't exactly what they actually do in the immune system. They're like, they're there and they sometimes help, but we're not exactly sure exactly all the time how they help. Most of them we know, all right, they do A, B, and C, and sometimes Y, but they're like, I don't know, they do Q, Pi, and Sigma.
That's right. That's why I didn't write it down. Yeah, yeah. So, and I have to say, okay, in the anime, he has such a good voice that it's so perfect. Every single time he shows up, it's just a real delight. So I feel like that was like almost a new one for me because I don't remember if he has shown up in what I've read of the manga. I didn't remember him nearly as well as, like, the anime. I felt really kind of made him a standout.
One thing neither of us mentioned, but I feel like the internet always mentions, is they love those platelets.
Oh, yeah, the platelets. And you see so many people cosplaying as them. Very mm-hmm. simple costume, but people love them.
I feel like we both picked different ones, but I feel like if you did just like a random survey at an anime convention, not everybody would say platelets. But if you didn't see anybody say platelets, you obviously didn't ask that many people.
And I thought that the anime did get to... I think it got to all of my favorite chapters of the manga that I have read. So
I did like that one story where they have just a like normal dude cell that finds those bacteria and like harbors them away. Did you ever read that one?
I don't remember.
I thought that was...
So that one wasn't animated.
Yeah, that was not animated, but I thought that was a fun story. Because he's just like J random citizen cell, and he gets like a whole story, and you learn a lot about bacteria in the body. I feel like... Because I know there's that that story, Germs at Work, about the good and bad bacteria in the body. And part of me wonders if that story alone helped spur that spinoff manga.
My favorite one that I had read so far and really enjoyed seeing animated is the pollen allergy one. That's the one that I think solidified the manga in my mind that I just thought was the most hysterically funny. I had a real good time with that. There's everything I think that you could really want in a comedy anime. I feel like it was a very strong, even though I felt from reading the manga, I did think the pace was a little bit slower, but it has all these really great recurring characters, very strong personalities, and even very lovable idiots at times.
And I do feel like since this is a David Productions show, when they weren't doing JoJo's, every episode or two, you could almost feel them man, we gotta stretch these muscles because we gotta get back into JoJo's next episode. So let's do some JoJo's fight scene with white blood cell.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that was just every time the killer T cells showed up. We need to get into practice with drawing super muscly men or whatever. Yeah, they did definitely exaggerate. That's a good point, Al. There were a lot of David Production sort of flourishes in those moments that are definitely not in the manga. So it does, at times, have its own flair.
You know what? I'm going to steal a little bit from our blog post in this seasonal award. But I feel like most of the time, if you think about educational games or educational TV series or educational books, the ones that tend to stick with you the most, the ones that you remember the best, are the ones that blend learning with entertainment in a fairly even-handed way, where you learn enough that you feel smarter coming out of the experience, but you're entertained, so it doesn't feel like you're just reading a textbook, or more importantly, just a textbook with some mascot characters. And I feel that's why Cells at Work succeeds, because it isn't as informative as a textbook or a proper lesson, but it entertains you in a way that you will probably remember a bunch of the things you learned at Cells at Work because it's so entertaining, and that it can stand on its own as an entertainment product, but still teaches you.
And I think it could have the added benefit of making you curious. I feel that is the strength of, say, historical fiction or something like that, that sure, it's not all the information. Maybe the information is skewed in some way, but if it spurs your interest to then go and find the information, then in a way it already has done its job. And so I think that Cells at Work has that potential. Also, I think it's pretty helpful that the series repeats information. So you're not expected to necessarily remember, here's what you know about this cell. It will give it to you again, just in case you need it. So you also get, a refresher course every time you dive in.
I do wonder, they've mentioned in House and a bunch of other things, how many people have gotten, phobias or, psychosomatic illnesses. I saw that flu in Cells at Work, and then I got all these flu symptoms, the next day.
So do people who watch House just all think they have lupus? Everyone?
No, they do. Kate, it's never lupus. They believe they
except
have
that one time. Yes. It was. Aw, I miss House. Cells at Work is not a replacement for House. However, I think you will still have a good time whether or not you have any real scientific interest in the body. That's not really something that I have. I feel like I'm not a real big science person. So I think it presents it in a way that doesn't make me feel overwhelmed.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @nartakiRT, and @hisuiRT.